As reports of the attacks on the U.S. headquarters in Baghdad reached Washington, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card.
The Chief of Staff said the continuing violence has not prompted the President to consider putting more troops in Iraq. He said no such request has come from the military. In the last few days, the White House has been busy with the fallout from the President's decision to limit bids in Iraq on billions of dollars worth of reconstruction contracts, a decision that excludes firms from countries that oppose the war.
It's not inappropriate that the opportunities to help rebuild Iraq first be experienced, because this is U.S. tax dollars we're talking about, by those businesses that are in the countries that lent significant support to the effort to help free the Iraqi people from Saddam Hussein. I don't know that the final decision is made as to how countries are going to respond to the call for more assistance, and how they respond may have an impact on the opportunities that they might have to participate in the reconstruction of Iraq.
Politicians as diverse as Newt Gingrich, Hillary Clinton, a senator from New York, think the U.S. may be rushing plans to hold elections in Iraq and transfer sovereignty in the middle of next year. Are there political considerations involved in this, or is it a matter of saying what is best for to create a democratic and free Iraq?
What is involved in here is what is the best way to motivate opportunities for the hopes and dreams of the Iraqi people to be realized. And we want that to happen as quickly as possible, but we will not rush it. But the timeline that is there was suggested by the Iraqi Governing Council. So we've suggested, or they have suggested, that first giant step taken towards sovereignty would come through kind of a transitional government that would be established as early as next June.
And in no way is this an indication of the White House being aware of a growing impatience on the part of the American public towards a large and sustained American commitment of troops and money.
Well, I don't agree with the premise of your question. This is not about the United States. This is about the United States assisting the Iraqi people. And we are looking to transfer power to the Iraqi people as quickly as they are ready to accept it.
Let me change subjects. The economy. The unemployment rate is down 5.9%. Productivity is very high. The stock market closed over 10,000 for the first time in a year and a half. At the same time, there have been concerns about the deficit growing over $500 billion and the rate of spending, even from conservatives concerned about rate of spending. Is the size of the deficit and rate of spending a threat to the economic stability of the country?
No. First of all, the deficit that you're talking about is very small by historical standards. It's about 4.7% of the GDP. During the Reagan administration, I think that it was up a little over 6%. We found more and more fiscal discipline being introduced into the federal budgeting process. We also know that we appropriately should fund the war on terror, and we should pay to improve the homeland security. So we are spending money there. But even when you consider homeland security and defense spending, the discretionary spending in the fiscal 2004 budget is only at 4%.
Will the President support a constitutional amendment on gay marriage? Does he support banning gay marriage, or is he a supporter of the idea of civil unions? How does the White House plan to deal with that issue?
Well, the President, first of all, has made it very clear that he supports marriage as being a relationship between a man and a woman. The President does support the law that is the law of the land right now, the Defense of Marriage Act. It was signed by President Clinton, passed by overwhelming support from both the House and the Senate. And he thinks that the Defense of Marriage Act is an appropriate law, and he'd like to see it enforced.
What about the constitutional amendment?
Again, I think we have to look and see whether or not it might be needed, and I know there's a debate about that. But we have a law on the books that provides for the defense of marriage, and the President supports it. And the President is passionate in his belief that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Is the White House concerned about Howard Dean's growing momentum among the Democratic presidential candidates, especially his success so far in attracting young voters and people who were previously alienated from the political process?
Well, first of all, I love the American political process. Let the Democrats decide who they want to represent their party. I'm confident that the person that will be representing the Republican Party will be this president. So Yeah, Howard Dean, he's kind of an interesting candidate to watch. He says a lot of interesting things, but there are other interesting candidates there. I have been blessed to meet almost all of the candidates who are running for president on the Democratic side, and I have been most blessed to know the current president of the United States and how he leads, and boy, he's my candidate, and I'm proud he's president.
Andrew Card is President Bush's chief of staff. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.